Welcome back to episode 2 of Pretty
Not Smart
with your host Yoatsi
and Louis Castro, aka the baddest motherfucking perra.
Woo! You guys, we have tea for today's episode.
We are exposing the beauty community.
Boom, boom, boom.
Because if y'all have been with us for a minute, y'all know that we did not start doing beauty. Well, actually, you kind of started doing beauty.
I did. That's how I started.
I didn't start doing beauty, but I started doing comedy. But I feel like we both kind of at the same time entered the beauty community. So we had some very questionable experiences, scary experiences.
And we're excited to share them today with you guys.
Yeah.
But before we start, we have our little segment, Louis Spelling Bee.
If y'all don't remember from our last episode, we're like, okay, we need to add this segment where you guys comment words down below and I'll try not to look at them. Or Yoatsi will hunt down words that you guys want me to try to spell.
So all of them.
Ever, any word. Because I suck at spelling, you guys. So I think this will hopefully help me get better at spelling.
It won't.
And it will emphasize on me being pretty.
Yeah, I just want to show you guys his spelling stuff, how he spells.
But I'm actually going to try, like, really hard.
His brain's going to explode. I'm trying so hard. All right, are you ready?
I'm nervous. This is triggering me to, like, elementary school. We used to have to do this before going to recess. And if you didn't get it, you have to keep staying. So I'd never have recess.
Oh, that's so mean.
I'd be like, ooh.
Louis just kept spelling over and over. They're like, go to the bench.
No, and the teacher would just get annoyed and be like, just out. And I was like,
okay. Okay, so I have three.
Okay. Three?
Well, I'm going to do one, but let me know, like, do you want easy, medium, or hard? They're all hard, but.
No, just kidding. Let's do medium.
Medium?
Okay. It's my first one. I'm scared.
You should be. No. All right. Math. The first word that you have to spell is scissor.
I mean,
he was about to say, like, I got this.
I'm like, S-Z-A. Scissor. Okay, scissor?
A ver. Wait, sorry. Scissors. Scissors. Like, two tijeras, not one.
I hate you. Y'all give me a fucking double entendre tongue twister.
That one's scissors. Good. What you like to do.
Okay, S. C. Oh! S, C. I. C.
Woo!
No, you're lying. An S?
Yes.
S. Okay, let me keep trying.
Start over.
So S, C, I. S.
Uh-huh.
O.
No.
What? Then what?
You give up?
Okay. S. C. I. E. Scissor. Oh my God. Wait. Scissors. S. C. I. S. R.
No.
Then what?
Use your brain.
Dude, I'm using every part of it. I know they say humans can only use 10%, but I'm using 100 of it for this.
Okay, you give up?
It's because, okay, I'll try one more time, but cannot think of any word that goes in there right now.
Any word, any letter.
Oh, S, C, I, S. O. What?
It's double S.
You see why English is so stupid.
Dude, English is so complicated.
I should have just stuck to Spanish.
A ver, tijeras.
Tijeras. T. Well, do you even know how to spell tijeras?
No, hold on. Let me.
Estúpida. Vos esa cara de weenie, aguado.
Ay, but tijeras.
Like this.
Okay. I don't know if that's right because it doesn't understand Spanish, but. A ver.
But you don't even know if it's right.
Should I go to Google?
Yes.
I mean, try your best.
Just put like English to Spanish translators that I do. Tijeras.
I found an area called Tijeras.
Wait, is Tijeras
even
a real
word?
Oh, no,
I got it. Yeah. Okay.
So T.
I.
J.
No. Just kidding.
Ah, ya ves, estúpida babosa. E. R. A. S.
Good job.
Maybe I am pretty anthemar, but only in Spanish.
Only in Spanish.
It's because in Spanish, como se dice es como se escribe.
Except when it has acentos. That's when it starts getting all difficult.
No one even uses acentos.
Yes, they do. Our cousins are Mexico. They're always like messaging me with acentos.
But that's because the keyboard automatically fixes it for them.
Es cierto. quieto.
Yes. In real life, no one's like... Or if you guys are, let me know. But I feel like I was just doing it like in school and shit. But I wasn't really.
That's why I would never pass Spanish class, because I would never put the acento. Pass because I never put the acentos.
Wait, and nobody texted me. I'm scared.
Well, this is where the episode ends, you guys.
Okay, sick name. We're all good.
He's like, I'll see you tonight for an appointment.
Have her. Okay, so.
So you give up on scissors. Let me spell it the right way. Okay. It is S-C-I-S-S-O-R-S. Scissors.
I would have gotten it right if it wasn't for those double S's. Yeah. No wonder I was like, how else? I literally scissors. Didn't think another S was going to go in there.
I'll save the other two for another episode. He failed.
Well, now that that's out of the way.
Okay.
Let's get started with our topic.
No, I'm leaving. Too much for me to handle. I can't.
I'm actually nervous. I don't know why. I'm nervous because I feel like now that we have this podcast, this is the best opportunity for us to like cheese me out with you guys and really give you guys like full on details. Because on YouTube, I almost felt like limited to like how much time we had.
Yeah, because like ain't nobody going to watch an hour long video of cheese me.
No, some people will.
Oh, yeah. I think let's do it then.
I've done like 40 minute videos on my channel for cheese me and people love it. But this is like different though. Okay, so I think we can start off by how I started.
Okay.
So for all my perras who have been there forever, y'all know that I started doing comedy. That's always been like my niche, what I was doing.
Yes.
But then somewhere in there, I was like, I want to be a beauty guru. I think I started like doing makeup. And back then, I feel like there was a lot of categories for like influencers. It was like you're either comedy or you're like skits or you're like beauty.
Yeah.
Or you're like a sports person.
Very much like that's your category and you stick to it. Because I feel like now it's like you could dab into a little bit of everything. But antes no.
Back then, especially because I was still trying to figure myself out, like what I was doing. But back then I was like, well, can I not do comedy anymore? Like I have to be like beauty. And I feel like I went through the most awkwardest transition. And
the pictures in my head, all the little flashbacks. Yes.
And I feel like all my YouTube girls, my perras from YouTube, like saw that transition and were even like, what the? Because... out of nowhere, I just started posting beauty content. I started doing tutorials. Like, it wasn't even no longer, like, me, like, doing all my mensadas. Like, I started doing, like, how to do a cut crease. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh my, it was, I'm, like, remembering everything.
I have a lot of them privated now because I feel embarrassed. But a lot of them are still up there. Yeah, I'm all turning all red. But I was,
tell
like.
Tell them to unprivate them, you guys.
I think I still have a lot of them on there. But I started doing, like, all of my content went from, like, comedy to, like, how to do a cut crease, how to do, like, a blue eyeshadow. I even did, like, Halloween makeup tutorials.
Aww.
And for me, it was fun, but a lot of my viewers at the time were, like, confused, which I was really upset at the time because I was just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
But I think for them, they were, like, bitch, like, this is not what I subscribe to.
They're like, this isn't funny.
I know. And, like, I feel like now I found a good balance of doing comedy and making it fun. I mean, doing comedy and makeup and, like, just having fun with it. But back then, dude, I felt like I had to take out my personality. Because you remember the old beauty tutorials? They were so, like,
they were thinking about them.
Either just them doing it with, like, music over it, or it was just like, okay, first we're going to be using the Tarte Caca on the eyelid. So I felt like, oh, that's what I have to do.
Close your eye and cut the crease.
Yes.
Very, like, those vibes.
So I remember I even tried changing my, well, I did change my Instagram name from, it was the Hammy Louie, right? Did it go from the Hammy Louie to?
Yeah, it was the Hammy Louie.
It went from the Hammy Louie to Ken.x. That part of my life makes me cringe so much because it just reminds me of like me trying to find myself. And I remember like the only reason I use Ken doll is because I remember some of like my girls would be like, oh my god, you look like Ken. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna run with it.
Ay, está bien güero.
Ken doesn't have to be güero.
I know, but back in the day, está todo güero.
No, yeah. So I feel like I ended up changing it to Kendall X Louie, and that's when I was like, this is gonna be where I take off with the beauty community.
Oh, and me, when Louie was telling me to like go into social media, I was so nervous. I was like, fuck, well, like nobody wants to watch my stuff. And like, I knew we were funny together, but I wanted to have something that was like me. And I was already doing makeup before with like my little Urban Decay palettes, the naked palettes, and all that. And I started doing the little cringy makeup tutorials on Instagram.
I remember I would help you like set up the background. We used to like not have backdrops, so we would use cobijas and curtains.
Cobijas in the back.
And I think I would like help you edit your videos.
Yeah, he would edit them. I'd be like, brother. And he would like help me edit my pictures, like with the face too.
Yeah, like everything.
And like you would do those looks. Dude, I still have some looks and videos in my Instagram. They're cringe.
Me too. They're cringy.
They're cringe. But you know what's funny? They have hella views.
Oh yeah, like those. I feel like just beauty tutorials like that back then were like the shit.
Like, they have like over 500,000 views and like likes, and people would be like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, you know,
that's, I feel like that era was very much like a lot of people starting like their expression with makeup, because back then it was really colorful makeup. Yeah, now it's more like neutrals and shit.
Yeah.
So I feel like you started around that time
when you do like playful, colorful looks.
Remember,
like,
you even did that one,
the Lisa Frank one. That one popped off for me. It was insert a picture here, but it was, I think I did like half lion, half like cheetah. I don't know, but it was Lisa Frank inspired because I liked her as a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I tagged her and she never saw it.
No, and I feel like that was like the shit back then, like doing like colorful stuff. Like that's how I started getting into makeup, just like the art part of it.
Yeah.
But then getting into the community is where
it's scary.
So like, okay, I want to start off by when I transitioned from being like comedy to want to start doing makeup, I already had a pretty big following. Like I think on YouTube, I don't even remember how many I had. I think I already had over 1 million.
I want to say you already hit 1 million.
I already had over 1 million and I had over 100K on Instagram. So I already felt like that girl. And, but when it comes to the beauty side, you guys, I was like nobody because nobody knew me. Everyone was just like my comedy girls and like my music people. Like, so when I went into the beauty community, I literally felt like in the community, everyone was like, who the, like, I feel like I was starting all over again, you guys. Like everything that I posted beauty just wouldn't perform well. And then everyone in the community was like, who the fuck's that? Like, so it was really hard. So I remember starting to follow a bunch of people and like slowly I started like making friends with a lot of people from the community.
Yeah.
But the one thing that like haunts me is my first makeup event. Like, oh my God. Mind you guys, back then we still lived in Watsonville.
Agárrense las palomitas.
I know. So we still lived in Watsonville. So I didn't have money for flights or anything like that. So I would drive down here to LA to these events. And I remember I was still in school and shit, but I was oh my God, I remember this one time I stayed in the most sketchiest fucking hotel ever, but it was because all I could afford.
I didn't go with you, huh?
No, it was only like $40 a night or something, or like 35. And even that was a lot for me. I had to split it with like my friend at the time. So it was just like cucarachas and shit everywhere, but I was...
What'd you do?
I don't know.
This whole hype of the hotel.
I was like, what the? I got scared. I thought I was going to, no, I literally thought I was having a flashback. I was like,
I'll take you to the hotel. He's like,
I was like reliving it.
The cucarachas are like,
I don't know if y'all heard that, but it was like a little sound effect.
I'm pretty sure it got it.
Mood, that was scary. But, anyways, so I remember I was determined to go to all of these events that these these beauty brands would send me. I would do my best to attend because I was really trying to make a name for myself in the beauty world.
Yeah.
And I would like drive out here like the day before the event, be here for one day and then drive back to Watsonville. Aww. And I remember my first event, I was hella like nervous and I ended up doing my makeup and everything. It took me forever to get ready. Actually, there's two different ones. The first one was when I went with you to LA. Remember, I paid for your guys' hotel to stay with me?
When you went to
Generation Beauty.
I
don't think that's a thing anymore. But that one was sad too. Should I talk about that really quick?
Yeah, talk about that one.
That was the first one.
Wait, you had to talk about that.
Okay, look.
Wait, I'm getting secondhand embarrassment. I'm leaving.
There's a difference between both. So the one right now that I'm going to talk about with Generation Beauty was me trying to talk to brands. And the other one that I was originally talking about was me talking to people in the beauty community.
Yeah, no, talk about the brand.
Okay, the brand one. So I remember I paid Yoatsi a hotel to come with me. We also drove down here. Uh-huh. And I was like, I need to go to like this beauty convention. This is going to make me pop off. So I made fucking business cards.
Oh, yo no fui con él. I stayed in the hotel and he went by himself. I think he went with like a friend. I went with Leo. With Leo.
First like friend from the beauty space. Oh. And he like was helping me out. But back then, you guys, now you can just like email brands. But like back then it was hard to find like the person who was in charge of PR. So you really had to present yourself and go up to this old bitch like all anxiety and scary. Aww. So my dumbass, well not dumbass, but like I had made these business cards from Staples. I think I bought like 500 for like 10 bucks. Pobrecito. I'm cringing because nobody does that shit now. But the little business card said like, it was like a little picture of lips. And then it said like Ken.xLouis on Instagram. And it said like my YouTube and my business email.
He was trying so hard, you guys.
And then I remember walking around all these like, Generation Beauty is basically like a beauty con. Just a bunch of little booths with like brands. And I went up to so many brands that I wanted to work with. And I was like, hi, like my name's Louis. I have this many followers. No, I'd be like, can I talk to your PR person? And then I'd be like, hi, my name's Louis. I have this many followers. I'm starting like my makeup journey. I would love if like you guys would give me the opportunity to work with you guys or maybe send some PR in exchange for like posts.
Period.
And then I'd be like, here's like my business card if you guys like want to reach out. And the reason it makes me cringe is because I really felt like all professional coming up to people. I talked to so many people.
There you go.
Bitch, only two people replied to me. I literally probably gave away like 50 business cards. And only like two people sent me PR.
But that's part of your journey. And like, that's okay.
But it was so much rejection. So I felt like I wasn't welcomed in the space.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was the beauty event with the other people.
The beauty event, you guys. The beauty event. The beauty industry in general is very, I hate to say it, but very like mean girl vibes.
And intimidating.
So intimidating. Yeah. Like 100%. He invited me to so many events, but I couldn't because it was just way too intimidating for me. And like just seeing all these like crazy makeup artists. And I was like, no, like I just can't. I would get like the most amount of anxiety and he'd be like, come with me. And I was like, I can't. I just literally could not. But very much like not the best vibes.
I feel like it was for two reasons. One of them, like back then the beauty community, I feel like wasn't heavily focused on personality. It was more like what you can do and like just how cool your makeup looked. Mm-hmm. But no personality would at least give me the fear of like, I don't know what I'm going to get when I talk to this person.
Yeah.
And then two, obviously Facetune was a huge thing back then.
Like, oh my God, huge. The Facetune. Yeah. Like, so like I feel like if you did not Facetune, you were not accepted because your picture had to look a very specific way.
And like, I also felt like it was easy to compare ourselves and be like, we don't look like that. So like, you would also be like, oh my God, these people look like sickening and like all pretty and we're over here like all beginners. Mm-hmm. So it was like intimidating. And I feel like another reason that's, I haven't, well, back then, I also feel like, what was it? Botox and filler. That's when I like started getting into it.
Yeah.
Because you would see all these people and like in person, their faces look like so smooth and like perfect. Like, and I was like, well, what are they doing that I'm not like?
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't look like that.
Because I was like, oh, like, is it just the makeup? And then I found out about like Botox and filler. And that's how like I got into it at the time. We were doing a lot of Botox and filler.
We're trying to fit in so hard. So we're like, I know, getting all picado. We're like, Oh my God.
Yeah, back then, like, nos pasamos with the Botox and filler to like try to fit in. But.
And like back then, you know, I love now how like you're so able to like not even have to Facetune and be like, look, like it's all fake. Like that's not what it looks like. But back in the day, very much nobody talked about like Facetune or none of that. It was like, that's just how I look, baby.
I know. Even when, like when I remember I found out about Facetune, I was like, oh, there's an app for this. Like I knew there had to be an app, but like I thought it was like Photoshop or like shit. Yeah, like
<It's> Facetune.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So going back to my first beauty event, like I said, I had spent like the little bit of money that I had on a hotel to go to this event. And I was so excited. And when I got there, it was the first like event that I went to. So I saw so many like beauty influencers that never met, never seen. And guys, I literally felt like I was at Disneyland. Like all these people, like imagine like you stepping into a space where like all these people that you watch and like you enjoy their content are all there.
Yeah.
And I was just, dude, I literally felt like Disney. Like I was wanting to get autographs from everyone. I was just like,
and I remember you would text me. You'd be like, I just saw blah, blah, blah. Right. Like, I just saw blah, blah, blah. And I was like, send me this.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I just saw this. Oh my God, I just saw this. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I forgot about that.
We'd be like all fangirling in the back.
Yeah. And then I remember when I got there, I feel like now I have a lot more anxiety and I'm like an overthinker because of my experiences from the past. I feel like back then I was a little more like, what would it be like the word? Like más atrevido?
Oh yeah.
Like I was like, fuck it, like I'll do it. Like I was scared, but like
A lot of like confidence in yourself. Porque literally that, like he would be like, no, it's fine. Like he would just go. And I wasn't like that. I could not. I was like, no, thanks.
And then I remember I saw like, I'm not going to say any names, but I remember I saw like these group of people that I followed.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to give my details. If the shoe fits, then wear it.
They're like,
I remember I saw a group of people there who like I followed on Instagram and they followed me. And I remember I was like so excited and I walked up to them and I was like, oh my God. I was like, hi. I was like, I don't know if you guys remember me. And they're like, oh yeah, like Kendall X Louie. And like, I remember I was like, oh my God, they called me by my Instagram name. So they like all said hi to me or whatever. And then I was like, oh, so nice to meet you guys. And like, they all already had like a ball of like friends. So it was like, you know, when you go somewhere, you already have your friends and shit. So I was like that one person who like creeped up. And me all nervous. I was like, do you guys mind if I get a picture with y'all? And mind you guys, not that followers matter at all. Like they don't matter. But I already had over like 100K. And I think these people probably only had like 15K, maybe 20K. But they were a lot more like, I think se le subió. Because I feel like if it was about numbers, because I feel like in back then at that time, it was really about numbers.
Yeah.
So I was like, I could have easily let my numbers get to my head and like been like, bitch, like you should be asking me for a pic, you know? But I was just like, I just didn't really care about it like that. I was just like, oh, like these are people who I watch and I enjoy their content. But it was very much like those vibes back then. So I remember I was like, oh, can I get a picture? And I remember like I had my phone up and we were all about to take a picture. But right before I can like press the picture, somebody else had walked into the event with like a lot more followers than me and stuff, and then they knew that person, so they immediately were like, oh my God, and they like went to go talk to them, like, how are you? Y me dejaron ahí plantado, y'all. Literally like this. I was like this with my phone, and then I was just like the most awkwardest shit ever.
Oh, it's so awkward.
And I was just like, fuck. And I was just like, oh, but I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, like they saw their friend, like they're probably gonna go say hi. So like I kind of just stayed there. And they were, like, talking to their friend or whatever. And I was just seeing them all mingle or whatever. And I was just like,
You were alone?
Yeah. Aww. So I didn't want to go and, like, interrupt their conversation.
Yeah.
So I kind of just, like, let them be. And I was just like, oh. Like, I kind of blame myself. I was like, maybe if I would have hurried up and took in that picture, like, I just felt like I was wasting their time.
That's me.
And I was just like, okay. So I just walked the rest of the event. And I was just, like, admiring everything that was there. And guess who I saw at that event, too?
Who?
I saw Laura at that event. I saw Laura, Cassie, Eldon, and Victor. But y'all, even back then, I didn't say hi to them. And they didn't see me. But
Were you shy?
I was so scared.
Like you already knew about them?
Yeah. But okay. I was just like, oh, I'm not going to say hi to them. I was so scared. I don't know if I've ever told them this. No, I think I did tell Laura. And she was like, mood, what the fuck? But I saw them and I remember seeing them from a distance. And I was like hesitant. But after that experience with the other people, I was like, oh, I'm like nobody. So I was like, if I didn't want to go through it again. And then after that, I also saw Daisy there. Aww. Daisy Marquez. And I remember her too. I was just like, oh my God, like I want to say hi to her. Like,
was she
remember,
like sickening in person? Yeah,
like I have a picture that I posted with her. Maybe I'll like put it up here.
And Daisy was like that girl. That,
yeah, that's when she was like beauty. That beauty girl. Yes. Like she still is that girl. But like at that time, she had just posted that one YouTube video.
The crown one?
The eyeshadow with the crown that went like viral. Yes,
that's the one. Every time I think of Daisy, I think of the little crown. The crown. One. Yeah.
And then she had also done that one story time. I think the one where she said like her experience like crossing the border or something like her, that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember like obviously like I enjoyed watching that video and somebody's being so vulnerable. So like yeah. I just felt like I knew her. So I was like, no, I have to say hi to this bitch.
Aww.
So I did. I went up to her and it was a whole different experience. I was just like, hi, like I don't mean to bug you. I was like, but my name is Louie. And she's like, oh my God, I know you. Like my sisters watch your videos. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's
like
crazy. I think you actually sent the picture to me and Andrea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you were like, look, Daisy.
Yeah. And I was just like, like getting like from that first little experience to somebody being like, oh, I know who you are, which Daisy already had so many followers and stuff at the time. So I felt like I was nobody. And like seeing that she knew who I was like, oh my God, maybe like I am doing something right. Yeah. I was just like, I'm doing something right. But yeah, she was the sweetest. And then after that event, before I left, mind you guys, at the beginning when I was going to the events, I was always the like the last bitch to leave these events.
The just last do all the beauty ones. Blenders.
Oh, that too. That was another time. No, but I would stay because like, think about it. A lot of these people, yeah, vivían in Los Angeles. So oh, for them, see. It was like, let's just leave. This is boring. But for me, I was like, I spent all my money, all my gas and my time to be here. So I would get there right when it opened and I would leave as soon as it was done. So I was always like the last one and they'd be like, hey, well, you can go now.
Like, get out.
Yeah, but I was like, this is all I came here for. Like, I don't know anything else out here. So after that, I remember I was like, I saw the people that I first talked to about to leave. So I was just like, okay, let me try one more time. Yeah. So I went up to them and I was like, I was like, oh, it was so nice seeing you. And they're like, oh yeah, you too, bye. And I was like, I just got.
They at
like,
least said bye to you.
Yeah, but I was kind of hoping that they'd be like, oh, like let's get that picture. But then I was like, So I just never got my picture with them. And yeah, it was very sad.
Pobrecito.
And there's so many other shit. But
there's a lot of stuff that happened within.
What about you? It's when you remember.
I want to talk about it.
We're all in therapy.
Okay. Well. Mine? It's because I'm a little nervous about mine, but so.
Wait, which one was it or what? You have four stories?
No.
Oh, I was like, okay. It's going to be a long episode.
No. So it's an experience I had with a nail tech. This was, remember?
I remember. I'm going to leave for this one.
I know, I'm leaving too. At this time, this nail tech was like the nail tech. And like, yo no sabía at the moment. I just remember that we went somewhere and I had to get my nails done. And we had came for like an event también. We came for, I don't remember.
It was your first time.
I think coming with me. Was it my first time?
Yeah, I think. Or second.
I don't know. It was either my first or second time coming to LA with Louie. And I had like crusty nails and we were going to an event. And I was like, I can't have crusty nails. So then a friend that we had was like, oh my God, I got you. I'll get you a nail tech, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, cool. So then the nail tech got here, but the nail tech thought that they were doing our friend's nails and not my nails. So our friend was like, oh, actually my nails are fine. Can you do that person's nails? And the nail tech just looked at me like, who the f are you? Like those vibes, like literally just looked at me up and down like, literally, who are you? Because she had no idea who I was. But at that point, she was already there. And I think she didn't want to look bad in front of like the other people. Mm-hmm. So she was just like, okay, sure. Like very like, I guess, like I don't really have an option. So me sentó y ahí nos sentamos. And it was really awkward because I already felt awkward because I already knew like she does not want to do my nails. She's just doing them because she feels like she has to. So me senté and she didn't even want to talk to me. Like it was so awkward. Like she was not even looking at me. She was just like, give me your hand.
And to make it worse, my dumbass left her alone.
See, because you were filming content.
Yeah, and I went upstairs with everybody.
Yeah. Y me dejó abajo. And I was just like.
I didn't read the room and I didn't understand what she was seeing. So now after she told me, I was like, oh,
and
shit.
I think the nail tech ya te había saludado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, sí, or
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Ya te había saludado, but. Very much like very awkward. I was like left downstairs with her and I think one other person, but it was so awkward and she didn't even want to talk to me. And then eventually I brought up that I was Louis' sister. And then she was just like, wait, you're Louis' sister? And then I was just like, yeah, like I came here with him. We're going there. And she was like, oh. And like very quickly, like the tone changed. Like going from like, I do not want to talk to you, I don't know who you are, to being like, oh, a ver, déjate saco sopa. And then she was like, wait, do you do social media too? And at that time I had maybe like 200K followers, like 230K followers on Instagram, and my YouTube around the same. And then I was just like, oh yeah, like this is my Instagram. I showed her. And I hated this so much, but the moment that I showed her my following and that I did social media, like this, the room completely changed. She went like, like all like very magical, like, oh my God, like that is so cool. Like, blah, 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 blah. Y ya bien platicadora. And I was just there like, oh, like, I don't know. My head just kind of went like, well, that was a switch up. Like yeah, that was real quick. Yeah. And I was, yo, no, I didn't know any better. So I just kept like going with the conversation. And then at the end, she was like, just tag me. Like, everything's cool. Like, it's on me. Just tag me. Just tip me whatever you can. And then later on, I told Louie and I was like, dude, like, that was so weird. Like, I felt like, I don't know, so judged. Like, and like, I did not belong there. Mm-hmm. And then the moment that she saw that I had some followers or that I was, I guess, someone on social media, it changed up so quick.
Kind of like opportunist vibes.
Yeah. And it just rubbed me off the wrong way. And I think I only got my nails done with that person one time, but that was like enough for me. I was like, this is not the vibe.
It was just more like what I mentioned to you guys. I feel like back then it was a lot about like followers and stuff. And I feel like
what can I get from you?
Yeah. Or like people really only wanted to associate with you if you had a lot of followers or like things like that. They didn't really genuinely want to like talk to you or want to get to like know you and stuff like that. No genuine
like friendships.
And then the moment they would see, it was almost like, oh, I have to be with this person so I can gain, or like, I don't know. It was just very those vibes. So I feel like that's kind of like what you got out of that. And like, yeah. It kind of sucks to feel like, oh, I'm just a number.
Yeah, literally. That's like kind of what it felt like.
And I think coming from me and her, like, well, growing up in Watsonville, I feel like we were one of the very few people to be doing social media, and nobody out there was really doing it. So we wouldn't get that weird, like, oh, I'm only going to talk to you if you have followers. Like, it's just like we talk to everybody like the same. Like, everybody's just like another person, like, posting and doing things like that. But when you come here, it was like in the face of like numbers, and it was just like, oh shit.
And that experience and some other ones that maybe I'll tell you guys another time, but those experiences kind of like traumatized me, because I already was I've always been socially awkward. Like, social anxiety has always been a thing for me. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't have friends. But like, I feel so awkward, and Louis would be like, just come with me to like so many events. And I would not want to. Another one that I remember, but this was like the complete opposite, was Louis when he met Alo and Elsie for the first time.
And what happened with that?
Nothing bad, but I just remember him telling me like, come with me. And remember, I had so much anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no, they're so pretty. Like, they're probably going to be so mean. Like, they're so pretty. I can't. He was like, come with me, or like, te quedas.
Because I was trying to get her like, to just meet these people and like be like, make friends and stuff. But like, she would get so scared.
And that was, I think, the first time they had met too. But dude, my anxiety was going nuts. And I still remember Alondra pulled up in her i8 and she was like, get in.
Like, this is before me and you had like bought, right? I didn't even have like my Ranger.
We did not have any nice cars.
We had like our like first cars that we had. And I remember she like hella pulled up with in like her i8.
And out come these baddies, like Alo and Elsie, like, dude, like stunning in person, like gorgeous. And I was like,
It was the first time we both met them. Yeah. And I remember I was like, oh my God, where are we? I was like, where are we talking? Yeah,
but their vibes, like, oh my God, hi, you guys. Yes. Like, hugged both of us. Mm-hmm. They didn't make us feel like at least
outsiders meet. Uh-huh. Or like,
welcome, like, come in. They hopped us in Alondra's, the back of the seat. We're all claustrophobic.
So she had like this sports car, but like the back seats were like not even real. They are seats, but they were all apachurrados.
We were like this in the back, like,
and because I'm tall, I was like this, and I was like, this is so fun.
But and then we went to go film a video in their house, but the vibes were so different. Like, they even made me a part of their video. They were like, we want to prank Louis, like, can you help us? And I was like, oh, like, this is so nice.
It was just
like,
different.
It was so different. And it made me definitely feel a little bit more like, okay, like, I guess I don't suck, you know?
I feel like a lot of the people who would make me feel the most comfortable and stuff like that were like the other Latino creators.
Oh, see.
And I think because there was just not many of us back then I feel like, especially like in the beauty space and stuff like that. And like, thankfully now, and I want to say like thanks to TikTok, there's so many. I still think there could be so many more.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy when I go to events and I see so many like Latin creators. Yes. That I, and like, they're always so fucking nice. And yeah, one thing we all laugh real. About, and I feel like we all kind of notice, every time there's an event, you always see all the Latin creators, Asina, Bolita, and everybody else. Like, it's just, it's so much comforting and we all feel good. Comforting. And it's just like, we all understand each other, but... Yeah, I remember Alo and Elsie. It was the first time we met them. And they even took us to dinner. They took us out to dinner right after. We got drinks. And we were like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
And then another one. Remember when I was going to hang out with Jenny?
Oh, my God.
Jenny 69, I remember.
The Jenny.
So I love Jenny. Like, even, like, back then, I was, like, also so obsessed with her.
Same. Like, living for Jenny. Yeah. Always.
Like, she is and has always, like, been that girl. Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, oh, I don't know. She just gave me the looks with the wigs and everything.
Oh, my God.
And I remember I was, like, I remember she had DM'd me. She saw my, my how to make guacamole video.
Uh-huh.
She's, like, how am I just finding out about you? Like, what the heck? And, like... So at the time, these were all like the big top influencers in the Latin space. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel so welcomed with like Latin influencers because like everybody else in the community who was in like Latin I tried talking to were just like, ugh. But these people like felt, I feel like because we all have similar upcomings and like language and everything, we all kind of feel like more welcomed.
They accepted you right away. Like, come in.
Yeah. So Jenny like literally messaged me and she's like, let's hang out. Let's go out. And I was like, wait, what? And oh my God, let me tell y'all the experience with that. So I was... Gagged. Like, I told you, I was like, come with me, I'm fucking scared.
Dude,
like,
Louis was trying to drag me so hard.
And she was like, and like, she did not want to come with me, but I was like, please just get with me, I'm fucking scared. That's
Jenny. I was like, I can't. Like, you'll remember how I told you guys in the last episode that I didn't know how to dress? I was like, I'm not about to dress like an abue while Jenny is Jenny looking like, you know? I was like, no puedo. I literally could not.
And like, also, like, just meeting all these like influencers. So, again, like, we're from Watson, but we don't really see a lot of, like, crazy, like, things, like, nicer cars and stuff like that. So, like, coming here and seeing how, like, these influencers were living and, like, the things they had and, like, it was just, like, I literally am trying to explain as best as possible. You guys, like, my eyes were just, like, shook.
We're shook. And, like, you guys, their skin, faces, yeah, flawless. So good.
And it was just, like, how are you real?
Yeah.
But I remember with Jenny, so I ended up... Oh, Laura lent me her car. I remember now. I'll talk about how I met Laura right now, too. But Laura lent me her car. Laura was so nice. So she's like, oh, you can just take my car because I was in an Uber. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, here. Yeah.
And
so,
we were at Laura's house. We had stayed at her house.
So I remember I drove to Jenny. And I'm like, oh, like, I'm here. Where are you? Like, hella nervous. She's like, oh, I'm parked back here, like, in the alley. She's like, I'm in, like, an all-black, like, one of those SUVs or Cadillacs. I don't know. And I was like, oh, she's in an all-black car. I was like, hey. So I walk in, her security's like, oh, you're Louie. And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, come in. And Jenny's inside with like her stylist and like her security guard and her driver. Bitch, I was like, who the fuck am I hanging out with right now? I'm
living for that.
And I was just like, oh my God. And she was like sitting in the back. Like, she was wearing like this like rhinestone top and like
I remember
skirt.
Her outfit.
She had a blonde wig. And I was like, there's no way I'm hanging out with her right now.
Oh my God.
So I walked in and she's like, oh my God, how are you? Like instantly just was so friendly to me. She's like, do you want a shot? And I was like, sure, I'll take one. Like, I was so scared, but like, and then once we started like walking towards the club, like immediately her photographer goes in front of us and she starts taking pictures of it. Like, I felt like all fucking paparazzi. I know, I was wearing like a button down shirt. And, but like, she just gave me like, wow, like, I just felt like I was in another world. Like, yeah. She had her security guard with her. She had her like photographer and like her stylist and like her driver. Like, I was like, where am I? And we went to the club, and the whole time we met, I wouldn't really say we met because, well, I did have a big following already, but a lot of the people knew Jenny more.
Uh-huh.
So just seeing like everybody like asking her for pictures and her just taking pictures, and then she would just be like dancing, everybody would be recording her.
Oh my God.
And we have so many pictures from the night because her photographer like got a lot of pictures because she's very much like, she likes to live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not always on her phone. So her photographer caught like these really cool, amazing like memories of us. And like everyone at the club was being so nice, and like I felt like well taken care of, and it was just such a fun time. So I was just like, wow, like that was like a great time.
And yo me quedé en el hotel on my phone. That's what I get. My anxiety. And then Louis came back like at 3 a.m. Right? You came back so really late. Yo estaba dormida. And then the next day I was like, oh my God. Like, because obviously I was a big fan of Jenny too. And I was like, tell me all the tea. Tell me everything. And he was like, she was the nicest ever. Like, mm-hmm. I had the funnest time. She even asked about you. Like, why didn't you come? Oh, she literally was like,
because back then when I would call you more like avestruz. She was like, where's your sister?
La avestruz.
Yeah, she's like, la avestruz. So we started cracking up because she was like excited to meet Yoatsi too. And yeah. then I remember I texted her, I was like, she asked about you. And Yoatsi was like, oh, I should have gone.
Yeah, but at that moment, I was like, fucking damn it, I could have met Jenny.
Yeah, like she literally was like, oh, I saw you were here with her. I thought you were going to bring her. Ah, she didn't want me there, just you.
I was like, where's Yoatsi?
No, literally, but I was just like, oh, so like, it was just such a different experience from like the other people I was meeting.
Yes, like very welcoming.
Yeah.
Very not like Sangrona vibes. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. So I was really mad because I didn't meet Jenny till way later.
Another person. What was I gonna say? Oh, another person that I wanted to talk about, like how I met, was Laura. Let's end it right here. No, I remember like I met Laura because she had like DM'd me to want to hang out. I think she had invited me. Was it for her birthday? Or no, it was when you came with me for her birthday.
Yeah, I actually just thought of a story right now. Just keep going and I'll share it. It's a good one.
Don't forget.
I will. It's about Laura.
Okay, so I just remember Laura had invited me over and that was like, I think she was one of the first people that like made me feel so welcomed and like comfortable. Her whole, like, I remember meeting her mom and like, I remember when I walked into the warehouse, like anyone who has done like in-store pickups at her first warehouse, like y'all remember what warehouse, but I remember I walked in there and I remember I met Victor and I was scared. He was so tall and I was like, but I just walked in and I had my luggage and I was like, hey, because she offered me to stay at her house.
Oh my God.
She was like, oh, you don't have to get a hotel. You can stay at my house. Like, she didn't even know me. Like, can you imagine? Imagine I was all like, canijo, or like, I was like, yeah, gonna steal shit from her or something. So I walked in with my luggage, and then Victor's like, oh, serio. He's like, oh, you're here for Laura? And I was like, mm-hmm. He's like, oh, she's upstairs. I can take you to her. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God. All serio.
Yeah, he's all serio. And like, but I knew Victor was gonna be nice because I remember seeing like old videos of like Brantman and Victor, like, how they used to like mess around, or like,
yeah,
Bretman would even say stuff and Victor would just be laughing. So I knew Victor like was friendly.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, okay, like it's just the first time I meet them. So I remember I go upstairs and I see Laura and right away she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, starts talking to me and just like, oh my God. Like, just, we start getting to know each other and I was so nervous. And she's like, why are you nervous? She's like, you seem so like shy. She's like, and I was like, it's because I'm nervous. Like, why? Aquí no pasa nada. Like, and then Mama Laura comes out. She's like, like, she's, everyone just like, they start making me laugh and shit. So then they took me out to eat. It was just, it was a lot and it was really nice. And then she welcomed me to her home and just basically for like, I want to say like a whole year straight, like Laura was just letting me stay at her house. She had like a whole ass room for me. She would lend me her cars and
us, because yeah, I stayed a lot of times. Like, we're just staying with Laura.
Yeah,
and we would always stay with Laura. We even filmed a video in my channel in Laura's car.
The eating whatever the person in front of us orders or something
for 24
like that.
Hours. Yeah, yeah, we used that. Laura's car.
Yeah,
but Laura's family has always been extremely welcoming, like so accepting, like. Every time we'd be like, we're going with Laura, I'd be like, okay. Like, yeah, automatically me sentía bien a gusto. Like, okay, we're definitely going to have fun and we're going with Laura. Mm-hmm. But before I forget, I remembered, I think it was right after Louis met Laura for the first time. Laura followed me on Instagram. I still remember I was on my way to the Children's Museum with my baby and I was taking him to the museum. I was scrolling through my pictures. Laura, the Laura Milano Mellado, commented on my picture and she put like fire emojis. And I was like, I like had such a fangirl moment and in so much shock that I triggered a migraine. I triggered a migraine.
Okay, I think I remember you telling me
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because back in the day, my migraines were so intense that if I got overly excited and like my blood pressure went up, I would trigger a migraine. Yeah. So, and my migraines come with like auras. So I kind of go blind in my eyes. And I just remember being like, oh, like I was panicking that Laura commented and added me as a friend. And I got a migraine. And I was like, for the rest of the museum, I was like, like crying all blind. And I was like, this is all Laura's fault.
I
think I told her about it, but I was like, one day I'm going to tell her what she did to me. That comment caused like a 4-hour long intense migraine. But that's how much I was like freaking out over Laura.
Yeah, I feel like just like Laura and like Jenny, like Alan, Alo and Elsie, like they just made me feel like I had a place to belong. Mm-hmm. And I remember Alan too. He gave me such good advice when I was starting. Alan was my first ever collab with an influencer.
I took Louis. I drove you to Alan. You remember? I drove
Alan
there.
Was my first ever collab and like my first like influencer friend. And I remember being so gagged and like shook. Yeah. And I remember when I walked into his old apartment, he took me to his beauty room and I was like, well, you have a whole room just for beauty? Like his vanity, and he had his whole setup. And I remember he showed me his collab with Gerard Cosmetics, I think it was his highlighter. Yes. And I was just like, I was just so mind blown, like thinking that all these things were possible for people like that were doing what we were doing. And I was like, wow. And he gave me a full ass fucking bag of makeup. Remember?
And then I remember he came in the car like with makeup. And I was like, can I have some?
Yeah.
And he was like, let me look through it first.
Alan literally gave me like two bags and he was like, you want makeup? He's like, do you have a He had like a bunch of PR and he was so nice. And I remember I gave some to you. You, Andrea, and my mom. And it was just so cool. And he also just gave me really, really great advice when I was like starting. And I think I had told him about like some of the bad experiences that I had with like other beauty influencers. And he was just kind of like, no, like you do you, like don't like bring yourself down and like just make your own friends and like all these things. And also just like job wise and like
work wise. I remember he like Alan gave him the speech of like the rundown of the beauty industry and like how it works, how YouTube works, like stuff behind the scenes get. We didn't know.
Because back then I was only getting paid from YouTube.
Yeah.
And not even like I guess I wasn't doing it right.
And shout out to Alan because Alan told Louis told me, and we were able to make more money off of YouTube with little secrets that Alan told us.
It's not even that they were secrets. I was just stupid. We're just dumb.
So
like basically what it was is like, so I'm sure a lot of people now who like do YouTube, you guys have heard about it. But back then, like, or maybe I'm just really stupid, but you can add like more like
more ads
into your videos. And I didn't know that back then. So I didn't add any ads to my videos.
Uh-huh, same.
So I was just making like no money at all. And like, not that money was my drive to do this. Like, obviously you guys who have been following me for a long time, y'all know I've been doing this since I was like 14, 15 years old. So I didn't even know you could make money off this.
Uh-huh.
But Alan just kind of gave me like, you're putting all this hard work in it, like
might as well make money.
And I was like, oh shit. So like that's when I was like, oh my god, I can make money from something that I love doing. And it was just crazy. And he also just helped me because like beauty brands at that time, I wasn't working with like big brands, but even now I hear a lot of people talking about it, even on TikTok, that a lot of brands will take advantage of people when you don't know how to value yourself.
The amount of times I've heard stories.
Yeah, and like that was happening to me a lot. I feel like since I was like the first one between Yuati and I to like start on social media, I kind of took a lot of the hits by not knowing a lot of these things.
Oh my gosh.
So like I was getting like underpaid for like a lot of things. And like, it's again, it's not even about money, but it's more like these brands were taking advantage of me because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
So they were paying me like little to no money. Like I think I was making like the most I had made before like Alan's advice or I got a manager, I think was probably like, for like an Instagram, it was probably like $200-$300. Yeah. And I was just like, and for me, like I was still working like my 9 to 5. So I was like, whoa, like it was still a good cash money. But like I was telling you guys, I already had a bigger following and stuff. So like obviously these brands were just like, también son no sabe.
And like it's crazy because también, I feel like, well, at least me during that time, I did not know how impactful us influencers were during that time. Because, and these brands knew that, but we didn't. Because we would share one product and everyone would be like, and like, we didn't know. Well, at least I didn't know. I just thought like, I'm going to share this, but like, nadie le va a valer. Like, they're just going to be like, cute.
Yeah, because
like,
we were just, like literally what Yati's saying. Like, I feel like we would share a lot of like things that we would be using or like products. Like, oh, we like this. And then brands would be like, oh, like, can we work with you or whatever? But we didn't know, I guess, how much like people were watching our stuff. Uh-huh. So then once we would see like, oh, mood, they're all like, we're all doing all this and they're just taking advantage of us.
Promo.
I know. So I was like, mood. So that's why, I mean, we make a lot of jokes about it now. Like, no free promo. Because it's just like, I feel like it's a, like,
how much you gonna pay me?
No, it's just more like a comedy thing that like a lot of like us in the space will say, like, no free promo. Talking about
it, you can't pay my rate anymore. I'm out.
You're like talking about rate.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, so I'm really grateful for like a lot of these like friends or like,
yes,
just people that I've met that like really helped both of us. And I mean, I think you guys have seen like all those people that I still talk to and stuff from the beginning up to now, because I obviously still have a relationship with them. But mm-hmm. yeah, getting into the space was really ugly, and it was a lot of like, you felt like you had to look a certain way, dress a yeah. certain way. And like, we didn't have the money for that. And like, I'm telling you guys, I was already an influencer, but I wasn't making the money that we should have. So I had like yeah. little to no money, and like, it was a lot.
Hold on, before, because our episode is coming close to an end, let me tell you real quick.
What?
Walking into the beauty industry was a big reason why I got my body done, mm-hmm. my BBL, because pues yo estaba bien like flaquilla, like I had a baby, nada que ver. And then I remember just seeing, I used to remember like when we went to our first beauty event, and I was like, like all these nalgonas, yeah, chichonas, yeah. And I was just like, and I was like, I'm just a Watsonville girl. I don't know. Like how I remember do her that?
Telling me, like, we don't know anything about plastic surgery.
Nothing.
All I thought it was just implants. I didn't even know BBLs were a thing.
Yeah, until I told him about it.
Yeah, so.
I was just like, dude. And like, I just felt kind of like sad that I didn't look a certain way, because the beauty industry was so like tough. So I remember like right after coming to all these events, I started doing all my research, and I was like, that's it. I'm going to get a fucking BBL. And I did. I got my BBL in 2019. I was like, perfect.
But I want to talk about that for another episode, because we have a lot to say about just surgeries and shit
plastic
like that.
Plastic surgery. So we'll save that for another
just episode. To clarify, I didn't get mine because of everybody else. I got it because I've always wanted an ass.
Well, I did too. But like, just seeing it made me want it more, like, you know, like a lot more.
Yeah, but it's just.
Wait. You guys think we got BBLs? We're all natural.
I know. I'm like, we didn't get anything done.
No, what the heck? I thought that's what you were going to say. Like, wait.
Mine's real. I'm like, just to clarify, mine's real. No, but yeah, so it was like a lot of scary experiences. And I think, unfortunately, I feel like that's why sometimes now we just kind of stick to like our groups now. Mm-hmm. But again, thanks to TikTok, there's so many like friendly creators that I've also met and stuff, so it's really cool to meet other people. But I will say that like now at events, I hate to say it, but I do feel like I'm a little bit more reserved.
Yeah.
And it's not like a bitchy side of me being like I want people to come to me first, but it's I'm so anxious that like I don't know who wants to talk to me. And like another thing that's really common in this space is like you'll be following someone for years or something, and you guys see each other at an event, it's like,
and it's like awkward, like, yeah,
nobody really talks to another, who's gonna make the first. So it's just, so I think now it's just I've kind of kept to myself because of my past experiences, and I hate it. I'm trying to break that cycle, because I mean, of course I would love to be a little bit more like open, but it's scary remembering all the shit that I had like gone through and trying to get into this space. But
yeah,
it's different now. I want to say, I mean, there's still a lot of fucking putas out there, and a lot of people that I've met that have still giving me really like, or there's just people who've se le subió hasta pinche arriba, and it's just like
for
crazy.
For no reason. Like, yeah. Bajate de esa pinche nube.
Yeah, so it's like, it's just, you never know what you're going to bump into. But for the majority, I do think the space has gotten a lot more friendlier. Like, well, it depends where you go, but.
It depends, because I still, when we go to beauty events, I still get hella anxiety.
You don't even go.
Well, when I do, there's still those that are like, they're like,
pues por eso yo también ya soy así. Nah, but it's just like I kind of mind my own. I stay with my friends, and if someone talks to me, then I'll be more than happy to talk to. But I do get anxious, so that's why I kind of just stay in my own world.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of us spilling our beauty industry experience and coming into this.
Yeah, it was crazy, and you never want to do it yourself.
But don't let this discourage you. Like, nah, we're all scaring people who are like wanting to get into this space. No, don't let this discourage
me and Louis
you.
Will welcome you with open arms. Yeah, come our children.
Just have fun with what you're doing, and as long as you're enjoying it. And like, of course, it's bound to happen if you have bad experiences, but don't let that bring you down, because I feel like if I let that bring me down, or let you, like, we probably wouldn't have met these amazing friends that we have now. Like, you can't always just expect like good, amazing opportunities or experiences. There's always going to be a little roller coaster, but thanks to those, we've learned some things, and we've also met some amazing friends, and
we've grown.
Yeah, have like great experiences now. So if you guys are entering the space or just doing anything, whether it's going to a new job or making new friends or going to a festival alone or whatever it may be, we both wish you guys
the best of luck.
The best of luck, and just have fun. And as long as you're doing what you love doing, then that's all that matters.
I'll have y'all advice.
I know. Like, the fuck those puta.
The little sound effect. The ling, ling, ling. The one we had earlier.
It is. Oh, wait. Wrong one.
We still don't know what our buttons
do. We don't even know what's
press
what.
Press one more.
And no one's watching right now. We're like, we're all giving all that advice. And no one's even paying
one
attention.
One more.
Let's do the green one. I think those three describe this episode. It was like, yay, it's ending. And then no one's listening. And then like, you're still here.
That's funny.
No, let us know what you guys think about our topics and just conversate with us in the comment section below. Yes. Remember to comment any words for me to spell on
Please
our next episode.
Give me a hard one.
But yeah, and then we'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks for watching. Bye. Pretty Not Smart.
Bye. Bye.